Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Satish Balasubramanian. Satish currently leads the product management and marketing organization for the custom IC verification division at Siemens. He is an experienced product leader with over 20 years of experience in the EDA industry. Prior to Siemens, Satish held various product management, strategic business development, and corporate development roles for Cadence and Synopsys. Welcome to the podcast, Satish.
Thanks, Dan. Glad to be here.
You know, you've worked for the top three EDA companies. That's the EDA trifecta. That's quite a background experience.
It is, yeah. It has been an amazing experience so far in the EDA industry. And I when I graduated or when I was doing my schooling in India, I never thought that, you know, I'd be in EDA. But here I am.
Yeah, I think I had a similar experience. I started in EDA about 40 years ago, before even EDA began. But it's been a very rewarding career. So how did you first get started in semiconductors?
Hey, Dan. Yeah, great question. So I still vividly remember the first time I saw Star Trek. That kind of blew my mind, both the possibilities of technology and I guess you still remember the tricorder, right? So that was my favorite device. So anyway, that got into science and tech for me. I started going in that major. And then in the 90s, during the PC revolution, where we had all this, the clock speed race between Intel and AMD and so forth. I was heavily into PC. I was building custom PCs. And I was always interested to know more about what goes on within the processors. How does the processor get designed? That actually paved me the way into doing my master's in computer engineering and VLSI, right? That's how I got started in the industry.
And you now work for the Solido Group within Siemens. And DAC is next week. We're going to see you, and there's going to be a major Solido announcement. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, society is demanding right now, and depending on ever-increasing volumes of semiconductor-enabled solutions. You see semiconductor design volume is ramping up. Semiconductor system complexity is exploding. And the semiconductor costs and schedules are skyrocketing. And this is mainly driven by different trends, but the most important trend that's driving is on AI. So what does it mean for simulation, right? Which means that your ICs or SoCs are growing in die size and complexity, right? You're getting into the era of chiplets and 3D ICs. Silicon manufacturing technology is getting into new transistor types like GAA. The device physics is extremely complex. And in general, these ICs are put into new application spaces like AI, factories, automotive, mission-critical applications in space, cloud, and so forth. So for all these ICs, the fundamental unit for any of the ICs are transistors, right? And there hasn't been any innovation in simulating these transistors in a long time. So I call the current simulators are traditional simulators, which is essentially based on traditional algorithms, which slowly starting to tweak to get performance up. There was not much of a groundbreaking technology that was ever achieved. So this is where we need a next-generation simulator, right? For some of the key requirements for next-generation simulator are it needs to be much more intelligent, faster, higher capacity. It needs to obviously be semiconductor. It should be foundry certified, and it should be a single-use model. We need to satisfy all this, and we need to take advantage of AI. So for this DAC, we have some exciting announcements that are related to AI-infused simulators.
So I am part of the Solido team here at Siemens. We are, and Solido team actually, our division is called Custom IC Verification Division. And as you know, I think it's been led by Amit Gupta, who actually was CEO for Solido Design Automation. And what we are doing is we are launching an entire new circuit simulation suite we call Solido Simulation Suite. These are AI-powered circuit simulation suite, and it has three new key technologies that actually serve the gamut of applications that can be run for circuit simulation.
Yeah, you know, Siemens has offered the Solido technology since the acquisition in 2017. So what's new in these announcements?
Yeah, great. It's a great question. So I know Dan, I think you had your experience at Solido as well, I guess, right? From you used to work for Solido. So when Solido came in, Solido was doing AI and ML based EDA offerings that were solving real customer problems. And they are the leader in variation aware design and verification. When Solido became part of Siemens, we got all this expertise from the Solido team. So what we are doing right now is we are trying to extend this AI capabilities within all different products that serve the circuit verification domain. In this case, for this year's DAC, we are actually going to the heart of circuit verification, which is the simulator. And we have actually incorporated some very interesting AI algorithms and techniques to actually speed up simulation and really get customers excited.
Yeah, I spent 10 years with Solido prior to the acquisition, and it was a good experience because AI and ML really didn't exist back then, and Solido was one of the leaders. And it's interesting that you now include AI-powered Solido Sim AI in the suite. So how is it different than other AI-powered EDA tools?
So the key thing about the AI-powered Solido simulation suite is this is actually, we are incorporating AI within the key core technologies of the simulators, right? If you look at other EDA tools where I look at the competition, they say that, hey, we're doing AI, but all they're doing is kind of data management on an overall from an individual and across the different flows. But with this new Solido Sim AI, that's the key technology layer that's part of the Solido simulation suite. We are actually bringing in some of the key AI algorithms so that we can speed up an individual jobs within a circuit simulation to make it more smarter, make it more intelligent, do what is needed rather than just, you know, trying to solve an entire matrix for a circuit simulator, right? So those are all the key things that we're doing in this offering.
What else can you tell us about the new Solido simulation suite?
So this Solido simulation suite, we got three key technologies within the Solido simulation suite. As you know, one of our foundation simulators is Analog FastSPICE AFS, right? That Siemens had through the Berkeley Design Automation acquisition. This has been the fastest circuit simulator for nanometer circuits when FinFETs and below. With this Solido simulation suite, we have actually used the AFS foundation technology, actually built upon it, and came up with three key products. One is called Solido SPICE. And this Solido SPICE is our Foundry certified simulator, and it actually provides close to I would say up to 10 to 15x speed up over any regular circuit SPICE simulator. So that's one part of the technology that we are launching. The second key product that we are launching is called Solido FastSPICE. And Solido FastSPICE is the FastSPICE simulator. Essentially, this actually uses the FastSPICE techniques. But one of the key things that we have in this is we have this AI-powered new partitioning technology, and another technology called the multi-resolution technology within the FastSPICE that actually provides orders of magnitude speed up over any other FastSPICE or even any SPICE simulators. Okay, that's two. The third one is we are the first in the industry to launch a simulator that is purpose-built for foundation IPs. As you know, foundation IPs are your standard cell IPs, right? Standard cell PDKs, like your combinational cells, your sequential cells, and level shifters, and so forth. We are seeing that the requirements that are needed for those foundation IPs are different. You need to have a very lightweight simulator that's able to run these foundation IPs through all the gamut of different process corners and come up with a very, very, I would say, robust foundation IP that can get into any kind of applications. So we have this third simulator called Solido LibSpice. So these are accurate batch solver that are really optimized mainly for library IPs. So with these three simulators, which are Solido SPICE, which is the next-gen feature-rich fast SPICE-accurate simulator with almost 2 to 30x speed up. Solido FastSPICE is the next-gen fast SPICE simulator with new partitioning and new multi-resolution based on AI, and with purpose-built Solido LibSPICE for foundation IP, we are actually serving the entire gamut of application layer that any customer would ever need for circuit verification. So these are the three key simulators, but the main another key thing that is different with this Solido simulation suite is, as you know, right, with Solido being one of the pioneers of AI in EDA in the variation space, and they are the leaders even now and actually increasing the lead, we are actually bringing those AI technologies within that. So we have a separate layer called Solido Sim AI. This is an in-simulator AI engine that's actually tightly coupled with a single memory stack and a single front end that actually sits on top of all these simulators. So what this means is it actually adds another layer or another magnitude of smartness and intelligence and to these simulators that actually gives the end customer better throughput with same accuracy, and it's much more scalable.
Wow, that's incredible. So we talked about AI, and just a quick question. In your opinion, are we ready for AI in custom IC and the design, the analog design domain?
We are, absolutely, right? Well, I think we've been ready. In a sense, let me put it this way. We could have used AI a long time back to even increase the productivity over the last 20, 30 years. AI was the main key technology, or the key, I would say, the shift into AI came with a product from Solido almost 10, 15 years back called Solido Variation Designer, where we brought in AI technology to actually solve the variation problem, mainly so that every design or every PDK is robust across all different Sigma requirements, meets the Sigma requirement. So that's how the AI started, but right now we are ready. I think we are at a cusp where we are seeing so many new design starts, so many different IP reuse that's happening, that would definitely help with that will definitely get the help of AI. The second thing that we're also seeing is we got to get the tools or analog side more smarter and easier to use compared to what analog used to be before, where it used to be always like a specialized field, because we are getting new people coming in, the entire new workforce coming in. So getting the ease of use and usability through AI is definitely going to help us increase the productivity of the end customers.
Yeah, I agree. You know, mixed signal design, analog design has been pushed very fast, you know, over the last 10 years. To the newer nodes, because, you know, it's a very important part of complex ICs. And the analog design tools, in my opinion, really haven't been caught up. You know, so now analog and mixed signal is at the forefront of design. You know, it's got to be on the latest nodes, and you need the latest and the best tools. So one other AI question, how do you see generative AI playing a role in chip and packaging methodologies?
So generative AI, I would say it's a huge, a hot topic right now. And I know people, you know, just to define generative AI is by itself is that people have different definition. What we believe with generative AI is going to be based on different workflows. So I would say the way I'm looking at generative AI is for any different workflows, a generative AI capability can help in terms of taking the best practices through access to data that their customers have done before and giving them a different or a better starting point for any new projects, any new designs they want to do, right? It could be useful even within a given product, or it could be useful even within a given flow. For example, for let's say someone wants to start doing a PLO, ideally people start from, if you have no idea, you start from scratch. But what if generative AI can help you with coming up with a decent PLL to start with, and that gives a good starting point for the designers to start going and honing and making sure the performance are met, right? we really believe that's going to be key in terms of generative AI in Analog or in EDA in general.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of generative AI, and I think generative AI and EDA backing EDA tools is a great technology.
Yeah, right now I think we are still, I would say we are still at the very early stage of generative AI trend right now at the usage. I see a lot more, simple use models of generative AI. For example, an easy way to do it is, come up with kind of an assistant or a chatbot, right, for within a given company that can actually help give information on anything for a given project or for a given team, right, rather than having some senior members of the team going and trying to help or anyone else. It essentially is one repository where you can ask a question and can answer, right? We feel like that's the use model we generally see from customers talking about, but I would say that's a very, very rudimentary use model. I think we have a lot more capability in generative AI to actually, at the end of the day, improve the productivity of the designers.
Right. Yeah, I think people call it Copilot or something, but it's a way to start, right?
It is definitely a way to start. It's interesting you're talking about it because you used to always have the saying that no one reads the manual or a documentation, which is true because no one wants to read 300-page simulator manual, but with what we are seeing, a very simple use model that we have in Siemens, actually within Siemens customer support, is you can actually ask questions saying that rather than going and searching a manual, say, hey, I want to know how to trade off between accuracy and performance in Solido Spice, and it kind of gives you an exact clear answer based on all the documentation and the information that's available, right? That's a great use model, and that actually saves time for people to get to the answer they want.
Yeah, that's great. It's great talking to you, Satish. Thank you for your time. I met you last year at DAC. We'll see you again this week, and appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dan. Talk to you soon. Bye.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.